Let's get this out the way early. 2025 will likely be the most political hurricane season since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in 2005. Let me also say this. Nonprofits right now continue to be on edge. And it's not directly from the federal government or the Trump administration. I think that's a little bit of a almost universal belief that people are so nervous about what's happening at the federal government that nonprofits are on edge because of that. And while I think a little bit of that is true, I don't think that's the one-all be-all. Nonprofit leaders right now don't want to appear as if they lean one way or the other politically. Unless you're an established nonprofit that leans one way or another, such as like the NRA, the Heritage Foundation, we know they lean right. It's a no-brainer. Or Planned Parenthood, or if you're a part of GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, they, we know, lean left. Or even if you're like a church, right? We know, depending on your church or religious background, it can be very clear what direction you kind of lean. But nonprofits are staying cautious of everything. And for the most part, nonprofit organizations, they don't necessarily feel the might of the federal government. I mean, some do, right? If you're a big enough organization, you get $1 million a year, you get $2 million a year, you get funding, whatever the case may be, you feel it in that respect. But for most nonprofits, of the 1.5 million nonprofits, they're not getting money from the federal government to such a large degree that they're nervous their funding is going to go away or they're going to be scrutinized, whatever the case may be. But the might of their local constituents is very powerful. Because you have to remember, nonprofits are board members, staff, volunteers, donors, supporters, their local media to a degree, and most of all, their clients. If you think about the nonprofit that maybe you're associated with, your mission is to serve a particular client and all the things that go with that. And I remember being a part of the Red Cross when COVID was happening, and there was so much conversation happening around the vaccine. And it wasn't just the Red Cross, it was a lot of other entities of size, big and small, that were having conversations of, well, if I get the COVID-19 vaccination, do I have to share that? How does that affect HIPAA? A lot of conversations of what is it that I need to share with my employer as it relates to my health were rampant. And it got political. And look, rightfully so. Rightfully so. But in more of today's world, nonprofits simply can't keep up with the potential backlash. Between social media, news, chat forums, community groups, people just meeting, conversations that people have, the backlash to a nonprofit being under a political affiliation or wing or lean, it can last so long that nonprofits are simply scared. And that's what I mean when I say nonprofits are on edge. So I don't blame nonprofits for being quiet right now. Like I've been saying, the foundation for nonprofits is just simply too shaky. Nonprofits are just, they are unsure what the future holds. So like the economy, when the economy is really bad, right? And you're not sure what's happening, you don't want to do a lot of risk. Instead of investing some of your money in a stock that has potential to 10x over 30 years, you may say, you know what? I'm going with a blue chip. I'm just putting my money in Microsoft. I'm putting my money in Costco. And a lot of nonprofits are doing that right now. They're saying, listen, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what this administration holds. I'm just going to lay back. I'm just going to chill. Turning our heads back to this upcoming hurricane season, I think the flooding in Kerrville marks the start of what will be a treacherous hurricane season. Treacherous. Before I get into the why, let's dive into what we know real fast with Kerrville. So far, the death toll of Kerrville, I keep saying Kerrville, of Kerrville The Curve Road flooding has surpassed 100 people, 28 children confirmed dead. That number is likely to rise in the incoming days. I know floodwaters are, they've receded, but the Guadalupe River is still relatively high. And I'm recording this on Tuesday, July 8th. So by time you're listening to this, that number it's going to go up. It's a guarantee. The NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, quickly became a focal point from various groups for the lack of warning system to individuals that were affected in this particular disaster. You know, funny enough, I didn't realize this, that the NOAA is actually a part of the Department of Commerce. I've really gotten to the different departments lately, between defense, transportation, energy. I didn't know they were under the Department of Commerce. I would have guessed transportation, but that's neither here nor here. I can't really speak too much into the NOAA. I can't really speak too much into weather systems, weather patterns. I really can't even speak too much into climate change. There are people in my life and people as a whole that are really invested in this. That's not something that I've studied or really have examined in depth, like student loans, nonprofits, IRS, taxes. Those are a little bit more of the things I've observed and have studied a little more. But I can speak to some of the ramifications of weather-related damage. I, of course, was a two-time AmeriCorps member. I went to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, visiting the city and the surrounding areas 5 times in 2 years, between 2006, 2007, and 2008. I absolutely love New Orleans, love the work that was being done there. And I was there, one whole summer for 3 months, and then a couple of weeks here and there over those two-year span. Of course, I worked for the American Red Cross for 10 years, sending and seeing weather-related damage in Texas after Hurricane Harvey, Hawaii after wildfires, Kentucky after their flooding, New Mexico after their fires. I mean, I have a mountain of events I could discuss for 3 episodes when it comes to weather-related entities and instances that have happened. And there are three main reasons why I believe this upcoming hurricane season is going to be likely the most political hurricane season since Hurricane Katrina. Number one, there are many different political entities that are affected by natural disasters. If this upcoming hurricane season is like Katrina or Harvey or Sandy, even if it's not the heights of those are some of the big three of the last 20 years. Even if the hurricanes that hit Florida and Georgia and Alabama and North Carolina, even if the hurricanes are not to that level, natural disasters already create a level of chaos. Things can go absolutely haywire. And it's beyond just people being lost, death tolls. You're talking about broken down infrastructure, lack of communication. You're talking about people that are missing, which is sometimes worse than people that are confirmed dead because you don't know. You're looking, you're scrambling. There is so much confusion when you have a big disaster. We have right now in Philadelphia a strike that's happening, a sanitation strike. We have, I think it's like 9,400 sanitation workers, 911 dispatch, airport workers that are on strike right now. My trash has not been picked up in a week. Today's supposed to be my trash day. It's not going to get picked up. I have people from all over the nation messaging me, asking me how's this strike going? How are you affected? Is this getting violent? How big is it? I can tell you right now, it's not getting violent at all. It's nothing like that. But there's confusion of what is really happening when you have a system that breaks down, like just picking up trash in a city of 1.5 million, when that system gets collapsed or paused, people don't know up from down. So that's the first reason. There are many different political entities that are affected by natural disasters. And because of that, you can have individuals in in, like I said, Florida, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma. You can have all different states can be affected by a natural disaster, and it can be really, really big. It can be really, really big. The second reason why I think this will be the biggest political season, hurricane season since 2005, Hurricane Katrina, is the dismantling of federal agencies. This is pretty straightforward. If your organization loses 15% of its workforce, the people that are left to pick up the slack, they're going to struggle. And when you have the rapid succession of actions and executive orders like the administration is doing right now, it's going to be felt. We mentioned that NOAA right now, a lot of people are saying, hey, there were a lot of people that were working in that system that aren't here anymore. And the warning system for people in Kerrville could have been a possibility. I'm one to say, who's to say, right? This, from all accounts, this sounds like one of the biggest biblical type floods in that area, because there are a lot of interviews that are out right now of people saying, oh yeah, we've had flooding in this area and it's like 2 feet, you know, sometimes a little bit less, maybe 3-4 feet. But when you have 26 feet in an hour, that's just, who's to say a warning system would have helped to the degree that I think people fantasize about, right? So I do want to push back on that. But if you are a part of a federal agency, even if you lose 10, 15, 20%, and those jobs are replaced by machines or AI, whatever the case may be, right? Maybe it's accountants. The idea of behind the scenes individuals losing their roles versus front facing on the ground folks, it still has an impact. And I've been saying for months now, FEMA is on a cutting block. Groups like AmeriCorps that would go down to places like Kerrville are not in existence anymore. So all of a sudden you have FEMA, NOAA, the Department of Transportation, maybe the Department of, I'm trying to think of some other department, Department of Homeland Security, people that would be on the ground right now and helping those entities, at least from the federal government standpoint, are not there anymore. So when you dismantle those groups, it's going to be no surprise that you're going to have a lot of problems along the way. A lot of problems along the way. And then the third reason I think this is going to be the most political year since Hurricane Katrina is Trump's political desires. I mean, he is, and his administration right now is at the center of a lot of this. You can't beat around the bush with that. And the dismantling of the federal agencies, of course, is a big reason of that. But many states are affected by big weather events. And I saw that Trump has already signed a federal declaration for Texas with this disaster. Of course, President Trump is tight with Governor Greg Abbott. He's the governor of Texas, so that's not a surprise. But let's be honest here. Let's say things get really bad and the people that are affected by a disaster are not in a more red state. Let's say it's not Arkansas. Let's say it's not Mississippi. Let's say it's not Oklahoma. Let's say instead there is a natural disaster or earthquake that hits San Francisco. And is Trump going to be as quick to sign for Gavin Newsom as he did for Governor Greg Abbott? Will he send the National Guard as quickly? And I don't think he sent the National Guard, so I'm not trying to say that, but will the response be slower? Will it be an amount that's not quite as big? It's something to really think about. The federal government is always going to be the biggest organization of the country. No matter how big Apple, Google, Microsoft, no matter how big Amazon, no matter how big these groups get, the federal government is always going to have more money, more people, more power. And if the person at the helm of those entities says, we're going to wait an extra couple of days to send help or figure things out or maybe sign that declaration, it's going to get bad. And it's going to get bad very, very fast. And I think the results are going to be clear. Nonprofits will be pressed to do more. And it all comes full circle to what I said at the beginning. If nonprofits are pressed to do more, that opens them up to more scrutiny. Because before, maybe you would turn to FEMA, and they used to get, listen, they used to get a lot of blame, whether right or wrong, right? After Hurricane Katrina, FEMA got a lot of blame for the lack of response. Okay, well, FEMA's not here anymore, so we could say, yeah, the federal government or FEMA didn't do this, that, or third. But all of a sudden, people will go, well, World Central Kitchen, what are you doing? You're getting all this money. And I think that's kind of the point. Nonprofits will be pressed to do more. That's going to open them up to more scrutiny. It's going to get political, and things might get very, very rocky this fall.